Welcome to the LU Moment, where we showcase all the great things happening with Lamar University faculty, staff, students, and alumni. I'm John Rollins, Associate Director of Community Relations and Public Affairs here at LU, and I want to welcome you all to this week's show. We're back again with another Cardinal success story to share with our listeners. This week on the LU Moment, I'm excited to welcome LU alumnus Manuel Humphrey. Manuel is a 2022 graduate of Lamar University who majored in advertising. Manuel, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining me today on the LU Moment.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. Always glad to bring our alumni back. Y'all are doing amazing things, and we get to hear your stories, and it's awesome.
Yes, sir.
So let's have you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners before we get started with today's conversation.
All right. So I'm Manuel Humphrey. Like John was mentioning, I graduated in 2022 with advertising. I have been a Beaumont native for most of my life. I moved here when I was like one, so this is pretty much all I've known. Yeah,
pretty you know? Much your whole life?
Yeah, for sure. So I know the area, all that kind of stuff. Love Beaumont, love the people here. I feel like there's a good culture around with like family and community and all those different things. So
absolutely.
I don't know. I like to be here, work at the CVB. Just actually got that job, and I'm very excited for it to promote things that Beaumont has to offer, but also show just a little bit of a different side to Beaumont, to visitors and all that kind of stuff. So
for sure. So what's your role at the CVB?
So I'm the marketing specialist over at the CVB. Yeah.
What a fun job.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, the CVB is the Beaumont Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yes.
So, and this is a pretty new role for you, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Sure. Awesome. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So Manuel, let's go ahead and start by catching everybody up on what you've been up to since graduating from Lamar. We know you left the nest, I guess, a little over a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure lots of fun things have happened since then, so let's catch everybody up.
Yeah, you know, just like any other college student trying to find a good job,
right?
You know,
and, goal number one, right?
For sure, and try to figure things out. So I've done kind of a little bit of everything since I've graduated. Worked at a gym for a while, did personal training, all that kind of stuff, and then most recently, before I landed the job at the CVB, I was actually in Houston doing business to business insurance.
Oh, wow.
Which was fun for a time, but right. I was away from my wife, and it was kind of long, and you know, all that kind of stuff.
Got so kind of hard,
yeah, for sure. So when the opportunity opened up to come back home and work it, I took it, and I mean, basically, that's what's been going on. Just trying to stay busy and work hard, and know, promote the city. So
well, we're glad to have you back around Beaumont for, sure.
For sure.
So let's talk a little bit more about your role with the Beaumont CVB. In my opinion, there is no better organization that serves as a champion for Beaumont than our Convention and Visitors Bureau. And I know that's kind of the mission of the organization, but let's hear a little bit more about your experience. I know you're pretty new there, but you've still got some experiences, I'm sure, and maybe touch on some ways that Lamar and the CVB could collaborate in the future. I'm sure there's lots of opportunity there.
For sure. Yeah. Working at the CVB is awesome. My coworkers are great. Just the culture that's around there is amazing. When I came in, everybody was super friendly and said, you know, whatever you need help with, it will help you out and stuff. Yeah. So I've been doing that. I've been working on a couple of projects with some of my other coworkers, trying to help them and alleviate some of the stuff that they have to do, just because there's a lot that the CVB does, and everybody's, you know, busy running around trying to take care of things. And if there's anything that I can do to help supplement that, like, I want to help. So so there's that. A big thing that I've been doing recently is just trying to figure out some new things that we can kind of do in the area, which is great. And doing some things, I think we're going to call it like the Touch Point campaign, but trying to be almost a liaison between the businesses here in Beaumont and the CVB to try to help support them and see what they need and everything. And just tell visitors about all the great things that we have. So that's what I've been doing.
Wow, that's a lot. Staying busy.
Yes.
That's so important, though, that the Touch Point initiative that you mentioned, just letting everybody know that you all are a resource that can be utilized.
For sure.
Like, hey, we're here. Please use us. Y'all are as I said earlier, one of Beaumont's biggest cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. Beyond, I think when a lot of people think of the CVB now, they think of some of these larger events that have kind of come to fruition over the last few years. Mm-hmm. And the CVB's really stepped up in a different capacity. I guess at the end of the day, and you know, I should let you speak about this more than me, but the goal is to increase tourism in Beaumont. Am I correct?
Yes.
Or to get people to come to this area, whether they're moving here to live or to play or have fun or check out art exhibits, whatever.
For sure.
So I guess could you speak a little bit more to that, or maybe some things that are coming up in the future? I don't know, anything like
that. Yeah, for sure. And that kind of goes back to the point where you're saying about collaboration with Lamar as well.
Yes.
Because I know that we have a lot of students that aren't from the area, you know,
right.
And they're always like, okay, what is there to do in Beaumont?
Yes.
And, you know, we have the answers basically to those questions.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we have a lot of things coming up. I know the Mardi Gras Festival is coming up, and that's a really big one. We've been preparing for that, getting beads.
That's
and,
a fun one.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. And, it's a community event. It's family friendly, you know,
right.
All that kind of stuff. So you can bring the kids to it and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff, which is great. We have that. Mural Fest is coming up.
Yes.
I know that's going to be a huge one.
That is my favorite new event in Beaumont.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Mm-hmm. And I'm actually excited. I've actually never been. So
oh, you're going to love it.
It's going to be my first time.
You're going to love it.
We have tons of artists from actually all over the world that are coming to be a part of it and do the murals and, you know, just share with the community what they have and put some more into Beaumont so that people can go and see and be like, you know, this is a hot spot for art as well. So
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And brighten up Beaumont, you know.
For sure.
When you drive around and see the murals, every year that Mural Fest happens, I feel like more and more sticks around in our city.
Yes.
You know, and that makes for a vibrant city when you're driving through downtown or wherever you might be.
Mm-hmm.
So Mural Fest is a great one for sure.
It is.
And I love what you said a little bit ago. There are a lot of students at Lamar who either maybe drive in from Houston or they live at mm-hmm. the dorms, but they're not from here.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important to at least somehow get the message to them that there are things to do in Beaumont. And, you know, some other parts of the CVB are mm-hmm. Cattail Marsh.
Yes.
They have a wonderful education center that just opened up in Terrell Park.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots and lots of things. It's just, you got to let the people know, you know?
For sure.
And that's what CVB does so well.
Mm-hmm.
So we may have some folks, every week I like to kind of stop and catch everybody up. So we may have some folks just now tuning in case they're listening on the radio. So we're here with Lamar University alumnus, Manuel Humphrey. Manuel, could you share with our listeners, especially if we possibly have some students listening or future Lamar mm-hmm. students, a little bit more about your involvement while you were here on campus, or even maybe some favorite memories that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I was able to be like at the BSM and like all that kind of stuff. I helped out there. I got a chance to meet a lot of students and all that kind of stuff. I love people. So anytime that I get a chance to talk to new people, meet new people, it was a great time. So I actually got a chance to meet a lot of the international students who were here as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was really cool. Going to play soccer, hanging out, all that kind of stuff was really good. So
were you on the soccer team?
No, not on the soccer team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Just with playing.
I just love playing soccer.
Just
yeah,
to hang out.
I grew up playing soccer and stuff, and like we would get a group of guys to go and just like play soccer or play basketball, you know,
why
all
not?
That kind of stuff. So trying to, you know, stay busy and do different things, especially with so much studying and stuff, you need some a break every once in a while.
That mental break.
Mm-hmm,
for sure.
Yeah. So did some of that. I actually, the American Marketing Association,
mm-hmm.
I helped out with that as well and stuff. So just tried to do that. Worked a lot too, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta pay for school somehow. So
typical college life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So that's a lot of what I did when I was here. So
okay.
Yeah.
And you went to school for advertising, so you went through the communications department.
I did.
Any favorite classes or anything?
So Mr. and Mrs. Stanley, great.
They are wonderful.
Amazing.
Yes.
I can't like I know you guys can't see it, but I have like a big smile on my face.
Yeah, they're such great people, and they always have the big smile on their face
for
when you see them.
Yeah, they're like having professors like that allowed me to see that like people actually care for me when I'm here at school, and it made me want to like obviously increase my knowledge and stuff, but just to see that someone cared for me, allowed me to grow as a student and as a person too. So communications department was amazing, and those
They're so great.
In particular were like, I don't have enough words to explain.
Well, I love that you mention it like that too, because I've had guests on in the past, and whether it was students or a professor, the passion between some of our Lamar professors with their students is amazing. I mean, they feel like they've got that one-on-one time, and that these professors are investing in them and actually care about their future career growth. And that's huge when you're going to college. You want to feel like I'm on the right path, you know.
For sure.
So I love that you bring that up. So when I asked you through email, you know, I sent over, would you send me some interesting facts or tidbits about yourself? You mentioned lots of things. Your wife came to mind.
Yeah,
bodybuilding and fitness, gaming, and a food channel with a former student. So it sounds like you stay pretty busy. Do you want to talk about some of that stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I talk about my wife first because I love my wife a lot.
Number one, right?
She works out at Exxon. She's a chemical engineer. And we actually met in Beaumont. So she's not from the area. She's from like the Baton Rouge area.
Okay.
And I used to do like college and student ministry for a long time. So I took our college ministry out to the food bank, and she was there doing a co-op with ExxonMobil at the time, so like volunteering and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we ended up stacking boxes next to each other, like cans and all that kind of stuff. And she made a comment. She was like the first one to say anything. She was like, "You must be from the South." And I was like, "But why do you say that?" She's like, "You keep saying yes, ma'am, and yes, sir to people."
Oh,
and I was like, "Well, my mom raised me right.
Telltale sign."
You know, all that kind of stuff. So we started talking. She actually started coming to the church that we went to and stuff, and hanging around our friend group. I asked her out to coffee, and then we talked for like 3 hours. And from there, we started dating, and we've been married for, 3 years now? So it's been great. We've been together for like 5, though. So, yeah.
How fantastic, though. Look, Beaumont brought y'all together.
For sure.
You know what? Giving back brought y'all together. You said you met at the food bank.
Yes,
that's we did. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
See, the power of volunteering. There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Anything else? What about the food channel? You kind of mentioned that earlier.
So, this is all new development. We just, me and my friend Emily, who's a former Lamar student. She just graduated with a master's degree, actually. We are starting a TikTok, basically, with like food and everything. I think we both felt like there's a lot of good things in Beaumont. Especially food. Oh my gosh. Oh, so much good food in Beaumont.
Food's top of the list. You know, working at the CVB, that's half of what y'all promote, I feel like. Come to the restaurants.
It's great stuff. And I definitely believe that, because I love food and love people. So I think that there's so much behind cuisine, or like a meal. There's a person behind that who's made that, who has a life story and all that kind of stuff. So we want to definitely try to highlight those things and meet those people and you know, show them to a broader audience and everything like that. So we're not like big time or anything like that, but we're trying.
What a unique idea. You know, I love that concept of storytelling, whatever that looks like. So I love that this is something that you're kind of diving into.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's going to be great. We're definitely just trying it out and trying to see what works
just
and everything.
Having fun. So. Hey, you got to have fun to start, and then it'll morph into something.
For sure.
It'll go. Yeah. It'll get there. Well, Manuel, thank you so much for joining me today on the LU Moment and for highlighting your journey from Lamar and beyond. We're so glad to have you back at the Nest. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So one last thing to mention before we wrap up this week's episode is to let everyone know to save the date for Saturday, March 2nd for Cardinal View. This is Lamar's largest open house event that happens every year in the spring and in the fall. This event will take place from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. inside the Sheila Umphrey Recreational Sports Center and the Setzer Student Center right here on Lamar's campus. We hope to see you there. For the listeners out there, please make sure to search LU Moment on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to keep up with the weekly stories just like this one. Don't forget to follow us on our socials. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at username Lamar University. This is John Rollins, Associate Director of Community Relations and Public Affairs here at LU, where we're celebrating a century of leaders. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.